When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love when Coach Wunstead comes in with us and we can break it all down. And Dave, I think the way you explain things, very interesting. A lot of people love sort of the inside look at things. I just worry that they're ruining this quarterback, that this quarterback is getting sacked way too many times. And you know, I really don't care if it's his fault or he's responsible. It feels like he's been told that his job is to not turn the ball over, don't throw any picks, and he is willing to take a sack rather than attempt a pass or try. I mean, he's not playing free in any way, and he's under ridiculous amount of pressure. So run the damn ball. Don't put him back at the end of the game and have him try to throw the ball down the field and get sacked three times in a row.
Yeah, way too many dropbacks. And let me give you a reference. We were, I guess it was my first or second year at the Dolphins, and we were going to play. This is a story that'll kind of fit what we're talking about. We were going to play Tennessee down there. They had Steve McNair, Eddie George, the freak on defense. They had never lost in that stadium, okay? Yeah. It was a Sunday night game. Open up the season. And Chan Gailey, Tony Wise, went into Chan Gailey, our offensive coordinator, and he says, Chan, I don't think we can block these guys. And Chan said, really? Okay, let's talk. What are you talking about? Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Okay, Chan comes into my office. He says, hey, Dave, we're not going to have any drop back passes in the game plan this week. I said, what? He says, we can't block these guys. Tony's convinced of it, and he's convinced me. So every third down we get in, here's what we're going to run. We're going to run a screen here. We're going to run a quarterback draw. We're going to run a halfback. But we are not going to drop back and throw the ball in this game. And I said, really? And I was laughing. I says, are you serious? He says, Coach, we want to win the game. We can't block them. We were beat up just about like the Bears were. Well, check the score, okay? Check the score. It was like 35 to 15 or so. I don't know what the score. I mean, we beat them.
So what's the lesson from that?
The lesson was the starting point is your offensive line.
Okay, but
And I think that I like the Bears offensive line coach. I think he's damn good. I've watched him work. I've had conversations with him. But he's the run game coordinator, but he needs to speak up and maybe tell Shane Waldron and David or Matt Eberflus or somebody, guys, my guys can't do that, okay? They would like to try. They're going to give you everything they got, but this is where we're at. And then
you're starting over essentially with a new play caller, a new approach, because you've got to limit what you can give Caleb Williams to handle and limit what your offensive line is asked to do.
Did you see what they did, what New England did? They ran that. Their number one run is that stretch play.
Yeah.
They run that stretch to the left. Then they come back and run that stretch to the left. Then they come back and they fake. All the blocking is exactly like the stretch. Great fake by the running back. And what's the quarterback do? He boots out to the right. There's two guys open. He throws one for 20-some yards.
How hard will it be, though?
Everything needs to be set up off the run game.
Of course.
The play action off the run game.
That's always going to be what you lean in toward and on if you are trying to simplify things. But say they have a first-time play caller on Sunday. Say it's Thomas Brown. Isn't he going to be trying to make an impression with his own play calling genius? I mean, these offensive coordinators fall in love with their own ideas.
David, that's Flus's responsibility.
Okay.
That's Flus's responsibility.
How hard is that going to be to do? I don't trust the Bears to be able to do that.
But he's taking Flus out as defensive coordinator. If you listen to what Dave's saying, Flus is not the play caller. he has got to be the guy that is monitoring and
I don't know that's going to happen.
I want to do what the Eagles are doing, David.
Okay.
I want to run the ball 60% of the time. And you I want to throw off the run, show me two deep passes a half that we're going to whale back and we're going to throw it to DJ or somebody deep, okay? Now show me the runs. What runs are we going to run? These four? Okay. Show me what play pass we got off each one of them. That's our game plan. Let's go to work.
I think when you talk about the amount of injuries they have on an offensive line, generally speaking, offensive linemen have been doing – they've been playing the position their whole lives. They want to get lathered up and get moving forward. They don't want to be stepping back and trying to deal with better athletes than they are. So you can try – you can try to run, and you can try to kind of mug and move forward, even with so-called backup offensive linemen.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and they didn't do anything fancy, guys. They ran some the fifth sack that was on Caleb with the nickel guy or the spy. Everyone's calling him the spy guy, number 41. I don't even know his name, from New England. But we motioned in Roshan and Komet in the backfield.
Yes.
So we had five up front, and those two guys, we had seven blockers. I loved it. And but the problem was they picked us, and this guy came around in our tackle, and Roshan didn't get back out on the linebacker, and they get a sack, you know. But the idea was there. We just didn't execute it. I mean, I've been in games where we've gone that route too now, one, two receiver routes.
Yeah.
You know, we can't block them. We can't block them. On another side, North Turner, okay, and Tony White. I'm just giving you guys stories, okay? And we were playing the number one blitz team in the NFL was Bill Parcells and the Cowboys at that time. And Tony says, we can't handle them. Can't handle them. You know, and North says, well, then we'll bring extra blockers in. So I says, well, who are we going to throw to? He says, well, we got Chris Chamber, we had two guys we could throw to, and he says, well, Coach, we're going to run all two receiver routes because we got to protect. We got to get the ball. So, I mean, you know, I guess I'm coming back to this, David, that it all starts with what can we do to give our linemen a chance to be successful, run and pass, and then you build your game plan.
Okay, so this is about personnel, and it's about scheme. It's about how to, you know, get first downs and score touchdowns. But if Matt Eberflus were to ask for your advice this week in the midst of a crisis that's represented by a three-game losing streak, Dave, we didn't see it yesterday. Matt Eberflus is, I don't know if he's getting bad advice or no advice at all, but he's not speaking in simple, strong, clear messages. He's not being head coach-like. Why? What's happened to him, and why can't he just come out and assert his own brand of leadership? He's not reacting. He's very tentative. And through this time of crisis, players are calling out other players with Jalen Johnson. You see all the stuff that we've seen over the last 3 weeks and heard. How do you get a hold of what's going on in your locker room and with your franchise?
Yeah, no, it's I heard Flus's thing, you know, it's Monday. He says we got a long day. And so, I mean, he's got to be – he knows in his heart what he needs to do. And in my mind, this is a tough decision. You know, it's the same old thing. You can lose a couple games, but don't lose those players. And I think that offensively, we're probably right on the fence right now. And I think that if he was in the meetings with the players and he was in the meetings with the coaches, and he says, I'm not going to call the plays, guys, but we're going to make some adjustments this week on our game plan and how we go out and beat Green Bay. I think it would be a shot in the arm. I really do. I really do. And like I say, he doesn't need to draw plays, or he ain't going to call offensive plays, but you'd be damn sure that you are on top of it. And
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, as far as your runs, your play passes, that you're getting what you want. That you're getting what you want to give your team a chance to be successful. And to help that poor defense, God, we can't stay on the field on third down. You can say what you want about our defense. You know, we held them one. They got points one time out of three in the red zone.
Right.
We did come up with the interception. They were 35% in third down, New England was, which is not great, but, you know, we're better than that. So, I mean, the defense, but boy, they just, you know, when it's three and out,
yeah,
that's mentally as well as physically, that is tough on a defense. I've been there.
I'm curious, Dave. So when we look at changing play caller, you can't change the scheme that you run.
No.
One of the complications
here. Don't have to.
But one of the complications is that the guy that put the offense together, it's his system, and he kind of, I mean, I don't know that you fire him because you're in the middle of the season, and I'm having a hard time thinking of a team that changed their offensive system in the middle of a year and managed to have success, right? So you can change the play caller, and you can maybe simplify some of the things you're doing, but having that guy still on your staff might be a benefit for you. I just mean that because you can't change everything about it. So Waldron probably is going to get fired, but I don't know that that's the best move to make.
Yeah, I'm not saying get rid of him off the staff, but we got to shake it up somehow, and we got to shake it up somehow. And I'm just trying to, you know, everybody's, it's a tough spot on everybody, players, coaches, everybody. But that would be a solution that I would have. I mean, Buffalo changed it midstream last year, right? Buffalo with their coordinator. I remember that one. I can't remember any. I'm sure there's more, but maybe it's not talked about as much big of a topic, you know?
We've got some breaking news here on the
Score. Yeah, we have breaking news on 670 Score presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jonathan Jones from CBS is reporting the Bears have fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, a source tells Jonathan Jones from CBS. So as we sit here and talk about what his role will be, it seems that the Bears have moved on from their play caller.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, and I would not be surprised if DJ Moore, and I'm throwing this out, this is all, you know, just in my crazy mind here, thinking DJ Moore with Caleb, with Cole Kmet,
yeah,
that they don't walk into Flus's office yesterday, mm-hmm, and say, or maybe after the game, and say, Coach, we got to do something. We're not giving ourselves a chance to be successful. So I would be willing to bet that the players had an opinion on this thing when it's all said and
done.
Do
you think that they needed to say that for that to be clear to Matt Eberflus? It
maybe
should be crystal clear, Dave.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, David, but maybe. I mean, I think it just makes a coach's mind up. It just makes the decision a little more clear.
A little easier. And according to Tom Pelissero, Thomas Brown, as expected, will take over as offensive coordinator, and assuming that he will call the plays beginning Sunday against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this is an indictment, not to cut you off. I'm sorry, but this is a little bit on indictment on who you're hiring and what's your hiring process, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What the hell? I mean,
so
you hire a guy and then halfway through the scene you don't like what we're doing on offense. What did you talk about on the interview?
Well, you talked about sharing an agent, and you have to wonder at what point that came into play, because you did have an interview process where you interviewed guys who were hired elsewhere, and you hired the guy who had a representative that also represents your general manager and your head coach. So you have to wonder, Dave, as much as Trace Armstrong is the guy that played for you, you have to wonder what role he played in this disaster, because it was a bad hire.
Yeah, I don't know on that. I don't have a comment.
Well, I wish I did.
That wasn't a question.
No,
I know.
But you got me.
I'm sorry.
They say ultimately it was your coaching of Trace that led to this problem, Dave.
Is he pissed off at the Bears? Is he mad at the Bears?
Two different
stuff. Because of the way I yelled at him?
He can't be mad at the Bears. I mean, the Bears are hiring his clients all over the place.
Well, I'm kidding.
He's joking. But I want to ask this question. How many, you've gone through offensive coordinators, plenty of them in your career. How many are you allowed in one tenure?
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
He's gone through two.
Yeah. It's you know, and I don't understand that. I said this 10 times on this show. When I got my job at the Bears, Parcells says, come here. We were at the combine. He says, who are you going to hire as your offensive coordinator? And I told him, I said, Ron Turner. He says, he'll run the ball. You know it. He says, because all these damn guys are going to tell you in an interview, they want to run the football because they know your mentality, tough defense.
Mm-hmm.
He says, most of them don't believe in it, and they're going to just tell
everybody
you.
Everybody lies at a job interview.
But every coordinator I interviewed, Chane Gailey was a triple option guy at Troy State.
Right?
And Norv Turner, you know what he did there. Matt Kavanaugh, we were together as players. So every guy that I'm hiring as offensive coordinator, I'm looking him in the eye, and you know what I'm thinking? Bill Parcells' story. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, so it was never an issue with me. And I think the development, let's go back to what Tom Brady did. Bill Belichick, they played defense. I don't know if their defense when Brady was starting, and I played against Brady his first game. I don't think their defense was as good as ours, but they didn't care. It was running game, play action, a few screens. A trick play. That was it. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Tom Brady's going to be calling the game Sunday for Fox. Can he also call some plays?
Wow. Is he really?
Yes. Yeah. He's going to be here in town.
Wow. Huh.
Well, I think...
He's an owner now. I don't know if he can be a player.
That's true.
Wow, that's
Dave,
interesting.
Have you ever done this as a head coach? Changed play callers in midseason? And have you any knowledge of examples where it's worked?
No. I've never done it, and I would have to think that through. I know what's happened. I remember when it happened at University of Miami.
It's a desperate move.
It happened.
So you're throwing out the playbook.
Buffalo Bills.
Same playbook, different play call.
No. Same plays, Molly.
Okay, but
same playbook.
Honest.
Different sequencing.
Does the guy that's now calling him know the system, or has he learned it through the other?
Thomas Brown?
You're a step removed from the guy who had the vision of what this was.
Maybe you take out, you know, six runs, and you cut it down to four.
You know what they can do? They should take out the bubble screen to DJ Moore.
Yeah, well,
that one out.
Okay. All you're going to do is,
I agree.
And this is another thing that I
jet sweep.
Take the jet sweep at the goal line out.
I had five drop. We had four drop back passes on third and long. Let's use that number.
Okay,
they're on the board right here.
All right.
David walks in and says, you know what, coach? This will be a great play on third and long. You know what I say? Okay, guys, that's great. Which one we taking off the board? Because we ain't adding six. We're going to have five. So you keep those numbers down that you can practice. And if the guys get good at
you simplify and you simplify. And when you talk about a rookie quarterback, you don't let him make every decision. If he's the guy that is misreading something you tell him, hey, we're handing the ball off on this play, hand it off to this guy. And then you stay with that. You don't give him multiple options and ask for him to be able to read things and figure things out. Simplify everything to the point where you try to take advantage of what he can do. And you know, I told David this earlier. I talked to Phil Simms one time who said that Parcells would say to him sometimes before games, like, only two picks, no more. You can't throw away the ball more than that. You know, don't make the kid so obsessed with playing perfect.
It's a great point, and you wonder how he's going to respond now. So people just catching up with this. The Bears have fired Shane Waldron. They have appointed Thomas Brown the new offensive coordinator. He will call the plays against the Green Bay Packers. Does that give you, Dave, optimism that the Bears are in a better position to beat the Green Bay Packers?
I want to know what Matt Eberflus, which Coach Flus, where are you going to be and what has changed with your responsibility? That, to me, is the key.
So if he gives up play calling.
Coach, I would not let an offensive play being called without me hearing it on
Sunday.
That
should be the case anyway, Dave. Yeah.
Yes.
Every single game, he's a head coach.
That's yes, right. You're
why
right.
Why should he be reminded of this?
Well, you know why? Right. Here's the simple reason. Because the only thing that saved his job a year ago is that he became the defensive coordinator. That's how he saved his job. So now, is it going to save his job to give up defensive play calling?
It'd be hard
to convince him of that.
I think you're weakening yourself as a team if you do that, because this is a guy that 6 weeks ago, we're calling an elite play
caller.
Can't
he still do that? Can't he see the guy on third down who says, hey, we're blitzing here from Kyler Gordon's coming off the – can't he still do that if he's not calling every play?
100%. Guys, I want a pressure now. Eric, run a pressure. Eric, play zone right here. You know, and let Eric Washington have a little bit more responsibility. I think Matt Eberflus needs to be in these damn offensive meetings this week, guys.
He needs to be a better head coach, period.
That's just
overall.
That's just
multitask.
My opinion.
Everybody does it. Come on.
Flus is a smart guy. He gets it. Go ahead, do that. Let Eric take a little pressure off you there. The players will respond a little bit more on offense. They'll take some pressure off the new guy calling plays.
Love it, Dave. Love it.
Love it. Dave, thank you. This is all so exciting. I don't know why, but it's different. Change can fire you up a little bit. Maybe this is the move.
It's a response. That's why it's exciting.
Dave, are you picking the Packers?
Well, I'm not talking about that yet. We got a lot of news. Who knows what the hell happened tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, right. What should we go with? Do we talk about they fired a guy, or do we talk about the new building?
Let's talk about both. We come back.
Oh God, new
Mully
building.
Mully and Haw on the Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.